If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon. Hello and welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your other host, Richard.
As always, we're going to eat some Asian snacks and have some good middle-aged man talk. Richard, what are we snacking on tonight? I forgot the Japanese freezies.
It says Japanese freezies here, and I don't see any Japanese freezies, so...
I literally forgot to buy them today.
Okay.
I also forgot to buy ice cream. I wrote this on Monday, and I was like, I'm going to do all these things, and then I did totally different things.
Okay, so we have no Japanese freezies and no ice cream, but we have a bunch of dessert things that look
all desserts.
Interesting.
We just ate hot pot chicken wings last week, 5 minutes ago. So we have this little pack. It looks like almost like a snack cake pack. It says egg rolls, and there's a happy little character on it. It is Chinese. It is expired. Oh, it's like a little stick thing, I think, with a cream in the middle.
A Chinese egg roll.
It's a dessert egg roll.
Which
the company's name is Kaman, K-A-M-A-N.
Yeah, when you pulled this out and said, you know, I've got egg rolls and they're only 11 months expired, made me really worried at first.
Oh, you thought they were like pork and onion and cabbage or...
Then I realized that we were doing desserts, and it felt a little bit better. A little bit.
If it's like a fancy sealed up thing, so what?
We have not gotten sick from all this expired food we've been eating so far.
You'd say it's because of like communism.
Yes, communism keeps you healthy.
It does. Well, they cook everything well. They know what they're doing. If you don't, it's penalty of death. Maybe. I don't know. So these are flat, hard, crispy cookie pastry thing, and there's some kind of icing smeared in the middle, which might have looked nicer 11 months ago.
It smells a little vanilla-y.
They're okay.
It's like the crunchy part, it's flavored almost like a fortune cookie,
mm-hmm.
but
yep.
sweeter.
And we have a Japanese milk tea. I told you about this a long time ago. It's a Japanese take on like a British teapot cup of tea with milk and regular like kind of a black tea or something like that. So it's Japanese, it's Kirin brand, and it's just their milk tea. It's a very Britishy looking label with a British looking teapot on the front, which is kind of funny. I've been wanting to try it for a while, I thought, since we're doing a dessert show.
And it's a sweetened.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, it tastes like cold tea.
Yeah, it's basically like cold tea, because they sell it in a plastic bottle, so
it tastes like orange pico.
Yeah, like an orange pico cold tea with your milk and
sugar. So basically, it tastes like the tea that we drank with Mom as a kid, and, you know, be the glass of tea that you just left on the table and decided to drink later.
Yep, it's good though. Perfectly nice. Of all the weird things I made you try, this is definitely like not even close to the worst.
No, this is very much like, this reminds me of my childhood, this flavor. Being Dutch, sugar and tea is a big thing. Being Dutch, sugar and everything
is it?
Surprised that the Dutch didn't die off from diabetes.
They're hardworking though.
Mm-hmm.
They're always building dikes. Is anyone else sick of the dike jokes about the Dutch?
I think the Dutch probably are. Or maybe not. They tend to have an odd sense of humor. They tend to be very dry and sarcastic in their humor.
Yeah, their humor is dry like the Germans, but sarcastic like the French.
How do you know a Dutchman is joking?
I don't know.
He's not smiling.
That's funny. Is that true? He's not smiling. Is that a joke? I can't tell.
And they won't tell you that it's a joke.
Yeah.
They just laugh inside.
So these are actually, would these be a buy again, these weird little egg roll crispy cookies? They could be.
Yeah, I think that could be.
I wouldn't go out of my way to get them, but if I was looking to get some sort of crispy cookie thing for something,
mm-hmm.
if we were the camping metaphor, if we were camping and I brought these along, I think everyone would be like, oh, that's good. Yep. On the campfire.
Well, these would be, actually, these go really well with the tea. This is the sort of thing you'd bring out your Belgian cookies, you know, for tea.
Yeah, Bickies. It's a very British, very Newfoundland Canada thing to say.
Yep.
Bickies, tea and Bickies.
Yep.
My our Polish buddy, where his parents are Polish, he was born here from college. He grew up in Northern Ontario, a Polish-ish community, and he literally had no clue what a bicky was. I was like, oh, tea and bickies. And he's like, what the fuck's a bicky? I'm like, no, it's a little like a bicky. And I couldn't like think of a word. It's just a bicky. You have it with tea. He's like, what is a bicky? Why do you have a bicky? What could this be? And this whole frustrating thing. And then like our Japanese buddy's like, oh, a cookie. And he somehow straightened it out between us.
It's because the British like to go and add E, shorten words and add E to as a short way of saying it. So it's actually tea and biscuits. Now, British, you know, it could be a tea biscuit, like a scone, or cookies. A biscuit is just a small piece of
something.
Something, of bread, you know, it's like a... But pastries also fall under the that category.
It's a little kea. So in Danish, lilla is little and kea is cake, but cookie is little kea. Yeah, little kea. So basically small cake is a cookie, but it kind of applies to all the little small sweet things. Yeah, I'm learning Danish because my wife's half Danish and my son has now learned Danish and now I'm just surrounded by it. So if I want to actually know what's going on in my own house, I've had to learn Scandinavian.
But no, it's sort of like we tend to say chocolate bar for all of our...
And they're not even chocolate, it's candy.
Well, in the States, they say candy bar.
Yeah, they're correct. That's where the Americans are correct.
Yeah.
Why do we say chocolate bar and they say candy bar?
Because we didn't have other... We just had chocolate bars for the longest time.
So up next, we have pineapple cake. Chinese pineapple cake. They kind of remind me of moon cakes with like a filling and a crusty outside. But these are rectangular shaped and kind of a yellowy looking.
They kind of look like a...
Give me your knife, please.
The double bubble bubble gum.
Double bubble... Well, they're bigger, probably.
No, except for the fact... The way it's two-toned.
You didn't have a knife on your belt. What happened? Oh, you have your other old crazy knife.
Yeah.
That's not a Chicago screw. What is that?
It's actually for knife making, and you grind them off.
Oh. So, everyone, Richard has a knife that he... Is that the one you made out of a reciprocating saw blade?
Yep.
So Richard took a reciprocating saw blade, he made a knife out of it by putting a wooden handle on it and sharpening it, and now he has his fast... Is it brass?
It's brass, yep.
A fancy brass, kind of like a Chicago screw, that goes in both sides and holds the handle on.
It's a little narrow and screws into each other, and yeah. And then you just grind it off and...
That's fun. We're handy guys. Should we talk more about handy stuff? Nah. No one wants that. They want to hear about Asian snacks. So these Chinese pineapple cakes. What is the brand name? I literally can't find a brand name. It just
says... It's right there.
That's in Chinese.
Yeah. Just because you can't read it doesn't mean it's not a brand name.
It's all Greek to me, Richard. It's all Greek to me.
I wonder if Google Lens can translate.
Product of China. Manufactured. Suzhou. Diozhen something. Food Co. See what the thing
says. Since 1773.
That's possible. China's old. They've had organized medical practice for 1,300 years, I think.
No, they're not soft like the mooncakes. They're very, very firm.
Have you had mooncakes?
No.
They look soft. You haven't had them yet.
We haven't had them yet, right.
But I am going to Toronto soon.
So maybe I'm wrong. You know, so far, what this reminds... Oh, they're crumbly.
These are not expired. I bought these brand new. They do not quite look like the picture. The picture, they look all golden and yellow and beautiful. And in real life, they look like a crumbly shortbread. With a pineapple jelly in the middle, like a jelly candy. That's real pineapple. That's real.
Yeah, no, I think that's candied pineapple in the middle.
Ingredients, sugar, pineapple pulp, glucose syrup, sugar, pineapple filling, vegetable oil, glutinous rice flour. Okay, so it's a glutinous rice flour mixed with pineapple pulp and...
Yeah, it's like a pineapple Fig Newton.
Yeah, they sure do love the Fig Newtons here. Oh, I hate this. 100 gram serving, but the box is like what? Probably 500 grams?
What they look like, a little bit like a giant version of it, is you grew up Catholic-ish.
Not really. I went to Catholic school. That's where it started and ended for me.
You've seen the communion wafers that, you know, the Roman Catholics use. Yeah. The little...
My dad would joke that you should bring, like, one of those jam packets from, like, the diner. So you can just, you know, put, that tastes okay. A little strawberry, a little raspberry.
So in the Orthodox tradition, your Byzantine rite, they use... an unleavened bread as well, except it's more like a honey wheat cake. It's sweetened with honey. It's yellow, little cube, that was about the same texture as this, but a little bit less crumbly. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting the ex-bishop of Jerusalem, a Byzantine rite.
Why is he ex-bishop?
Because he retired.
Okay.
He retired to a small community up in northern Ontario.
Where's he from?
Jerusalem. He said, our Jesus tastes better than your Jesus.
Our Jesus. Yeah, when I was like a little kid, I asked my mom about that. My mom's not a Catholic. And I was like, so wait a minute, body of Christ, are we going to run out? What do you mean? No, they have lots. There's a finite amount of Christ. So if we're eating the body, I mean, like the figurative meaning was lost on me. So that's why I was like, wait a minute.
No, actually, you were correct. It is actually it's not a figurative thing. So Catholics believe in transubstantiation, as in it becomes, so the substance of bread becomes the substance of Christ. And this is from the Bible teaching, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you will not have life in you, which the Protestants take to mean, oh, he is obviously talking metaphorically. However, the odd thing is that a lot of Jesus' followers said, Master, this teaching is too hard, and they stopped following him. They took him literally, and he didn't correct them. So
what do you mean it was too hard to eat bread?
To eat his body and drink his blood.
They weren't really drinking Christ's blood.
At that time, no, but the Mass, the Catholics believe that when they say the consecration, that the substance of the bread changes. Not the...
Not physically, spiritually.
Yeah, spiritually. Like, but it really becomes Christ.
So, I'm trying to think about a sex joke for that, putting Christ inside you. If you're eating one of those wafers while you're having sex with your wife, is that like a threesome? Is that... you're serious. The serious thing about like the Catholic Church. And I'm like, what about a menage a trois with a cookie?
Marriage is in the Catholic tradition is a three-way sacrament between husband, wife, and God.
Because God sees everything. So does that mean in the Catholic Church that regular sex is a three-way if you're married, but then like masturbation is just like a twosome with you and God?
Yeah, and he doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that. Could you stop that? God's watching me while I sleep. What a perv. I said to my mom, who's a very big holy roller, once, and she was like, don't say God's a perv. You say he's watching me all the time. I know what I do under the covers. It's disgusting. No one else should be watching that. Anyone that is has some serious problems. I'm not proud of it. It's just how things are. So we have up next, Castella brand, Japanese-style baked sponge cake, chocolate flavor, by Emulaya Group, or something. Anyway, oh, it's not individually wrapped. Good lord.
Ah! Oh, there's a desiccant.
There's the desiccant. There's the do not eat thing. Well, Richard.
I guess we have to eat the whole thing.
We have to eat the whole thing. You could bring some into your darling wife and your darling little children.
Yeah, she did peek around when she got back from her run. Ooh, this is nice and squishy.
So we're sitting here eating like several kinds of Asian dessert and your wife's not having a run. You're like, I'm getting fat.
Yeah, I did run with her for a bit. I actually ran 6K without stopping. Within a week of starting running.
Oh, that's good. So Richard just pulled the wax strip off the bottom of the cake, which I have eaten before on previous Japanese cakes.
And after about 2 weeks of running every other day, my body decided that it didn't like me anymore. And my hip acted up. My whole leg just seized up, like just from my hip all the way down. My sciatica started acting up.
You're taking a magnesium supplement? That's good if you're running.
Yeah, I was taking men's vitamins. Which has a little bunch of what magnesium
men's
in.
You did the quote fingers in the air. Men's vitamins. Wink. What are men's vitamins? Is that beer?
They're the same as women's vitamins. It's just they're marketed for men.
That kind of sounds like beer. Yeah, that's a men's vitamins.
Beer contains the entire B complex of vitamins except for B12.
All beer?
Yes.
How does beer contain vitamin B?
How does anything contain vitamins?
I don't know. I'm not some sort of scientist magician.
The yeast creates it and pisses it out, along with alcohol.
Pisses? There's got to be a better word for that.
Excretes?
Yeah, I like that better. Marginally better.
Pisses it out. Extrudes?
So this Japanese sponge cake, it's quite light. It's quite easy to eat them.
Yep. And it's very spongy and very cakey and very chocolatey.
So I'm just going to say here, I think all of the things tonight, with maybe the exception of the egg roll things, which are nice but a bit odd, they're all a potential buy again. I think the chocolate cake one is a... definite buy again should I want a chocolate sponge cake. The pineapple cakes, not bad. I wouldn't be opposed to them, but I probably wouldn't bring them camping.
No, they're too crumbly.
Yeah, the outside, the cookie looks like a firm, what would you call it, like a shortbread biscuit. But the outside is kind of, and these are not like old, these are not expired like the lot of stuff I buy. I bought these just regular off the shelf, full price. The outside's kind of crumbly and flaking off of the gelatinous, glutinous rice pineapple middle. Although I do like the taste. I don't know, I'm a pineapple person.
Yeah, I'm not as big of a pineapple person. I enjoy the taste.
Is that a fat joke? I'm not as big of a pineapple person, chubby.
Well, with that yellow shirt, you do look like a pineapple person.
I'm wearing like a size large shirt, and I should be wearing a size 2X shirt. It's a bit tight.
Which makes him a bit pineapple-shaped.
And it's yellow. Oh, Christ, I'm doing that SpongeBob, aren't I? I SpongeBob myself. Oh, well. More cake? Not bad, though.
Well, I move firewood all day, so I can afford the calories.
Yeah, I should go ahead and move firewood after this. I won't, but I should. So buy again. We buy again the cake. The tea, the British-Japanese tea is good.
I actually really enjoyed that.
You always like the European-ish Asian things.
Maybe it's my British-Dutch heritage.
I like the cup of tea. Cup of tea is good, boy.
And I don't tend to drink much tea because I like my tea with sugar, and I've pretty much cut out drinks with sugar.
Because on Friday nights, I come here and we eat shitty snacks.
Yes.
Yeah, I eat like so well this week. And then today it's like, even lunchtime, oh, a nice banh mi. That's not too much. That's fine. And then I come here, it's like, cake, two kinds of cake. All right.
I had, yeah, for lunch, I'm like, a couple of hard-boiled eggs and a handful of crackers and...
handful of crackers. What year is it?
Ritz crackers.
And what year do you think it is? I had a handful of crackers.
Handful of crackers and pepperoni. So basically,
what a weird lunch.
I had a Lunchable without the cheese.
Oh, those terrible processed food things. When I see those in the grocery store, like on sale, you know I love to buy things on clearance, food things. Well, for us, no, like just Listeriosis. Nope, I don't trust it. That looks like if I won't eat it, I will not get it for my kid.
That's one of the ones I'm not you hear about it all the time. What are the symptoms of Listeria?
Listeria.
Listeriosis or whatever the heck it's...
Listeria sounds like Listerfiend. Remember Listerfiend? Do you remember that?
No, no.
That was from the Kevin Smith film Clerks. Was it Clerks 2? Yeah, Clerks 2. The sequel he did. Clerks was his first movie in black and white. He did it on credit cards, like many credit cards. But his second one, Clerks 2, that was in theater 15-ish years ago. That's the one where there's the really over-the-top, full-gospel Christian kid who works at the movies, like the burger place, that movies a cow. He works there with the two main guys with the clerks in the first Clerks film. And he's talking about, like, I have a girlfriend, you have a girlfriend? Because he's so, like, weird and, like so completely, like, over-the-top, full-gospel Christian. What? You have a girlfriend? Yeah, I have a girlfriend. He talks about sex, how, like, his girlfriend is a pussy troll, so he can't put his penis in her because the troll would bite it off. How, like, every girl gets a troll put in her, you know, vagina or her pussy when she's born. And then it comes out when she gets married. And they're like, have you even kissed her? No, because of Listerfiend. Is that her mouth troll? Women. I don't know how we got onto Listerfiend in Kevin Smith movies.
Listeria.
Oh, yeah, Listeriosis. Yeah, Listeria sounds like a terrible name from the Addams Family. It's like the weird cousin who just has, like, bad breath and everything else about them is normal.
That's Halitosis.
That's Halitosis? Halitosis.
It's Hallie. This is Hallie. Halitosis.
If you were like a dentist, that'd be a great name for your like your pair of cats.
Yeah, Hallie and Tosius.
That's right. So I went on the internet this week and I looked up the current pop culture news stories.
Is there any current popular culture?
So I didn't find anything worth reading on the show.
So I guess no, there's no popular culture anymore. It's all divisive.
There's lots of pop stories, pop culture stories, and current things. I could barely read the headlines. So it's all just fluff. Like there's no actual real news anymore. There was about a famous person. I think Katy Perry kissed someone on a TV show. A kid. It might have been one of those like American Idol things or something. She kissed someone who like performed well. I don't know.
Idol is still running?
I don't know if that's what it was.
Okay.
Like I said, I couldn't fully read it. Spider-Man climbed a bridge in Canada. This was in Manitoba and Winnipeg. It's one of those bridges with like the big arch things and you could climb over it. Like the half-circle-y kind of striked out arch. They even said Spider-Man, or maybe a guy dressed like Spider-Man. Yeah, because Tom Holland was there, you know, in his suit. No, because he's the current Spider-Man. Also, Tobey Maguire would also count. If it's not one of those two guys, it's not real Spider-Man.
Well, there's the French guy, French cat burglar, who was called Spider-Man because he used to break into like nine-story buildings by climbing the outside of the building.
Yeah, yeah, but what we're talking about, like a guy in a like. Actual Spider-Man outfit, like from the Marvel Universe,
yeah.
Who just climbed over this thing, but like it's a bridge with lights and cars, and people saw it, and they're like, oh, cool. I thought, that's a great way to do that without getting arrested, because everyone thinks like, oh, it must be a stunt, or he must have permission, because the guy's in a suit, or he's properly crazy, and no one really wants to have to deal with any of that.
Well, no, he's a superhero. He's obviously a superhero, that's why he's wearing a costume. That's why the police never stop superheroes in the movies.
You think, like, it's like those guys that dress up as Batman... And they have like the like an old charger or something that they do up as a Batmobile, and they go to like kids' hospitals to visit kids. I'm Batman. They're like, yeah, Batman visited me. Ba-ba-da. Where's Robin? He's not here today. See ya.
Where's Robin? I didn't let him out of the dungeon today.
Oh,
I didn't imply sex.
I said dungeon. I don't know. Ambiguous the gay duo. Have you seen those? Saturday Night Live. It was a cartoon sketch of Saturday Night Live. It's like a Batman-Robin duo, like Adam West 1960
yes.
style.
Yes, I do recall seeing that, yes.
And they're ambiguously gay. Their car is shaped like a penis and balls. And it's, you know, it's a little over the top, but it's funny. And then there's the same bullshit COVID news stories. Some asshole doesn't want to wear his mask when he goes into a store or a place. Or like that's not news anymore. It's like anytime there's like anything related to COVID and an asshole, somehow it's a headline. Like, there were assholes before COVID, right? I'm pretty sure I was one of them. Yeah. I'm fairly certain I was one of the best ones.
Yeah, you get weird stuff, you know, sort of like, some of it's because of the elections too, because, you know, like the PPC party, which is a party we didn't even talk about.
The PPC party?
People's Party of Canada.
The fuck are they?
Maxime Bernier?
I don't know what this is. Look, we have the red ones, which, unlike America, the red ones are conservative. The red ones here are liberal or like Democrats. And then blue, vice versa. Well, blue here is conservative.
I was going to say, our conservatives are more like Democrats.
No, but the colors flip.
Yeah, I know, but no.
Are conservatives like Democrats now? Have we flipped?
No, we haven't flipped. It's Democrats in the States. Most of our conservatives are more progressive than even the Democrats in the States.
Yeah. There's a whole sliding scale. Canada is more on the, I guess, liberal side of things.
Canada's most conservative mainstream party is to the left of all of the political parties in the States.
Probably. I mean, the thing is like, the whole like gay marriage thing, Canada was like, we're not sure. Okay, gays can get married. Where in the States, people still argue about it and should it or not be allowed. And it's like, you know what? I don't care. Okay, can I tell you about the first time I heard about homosexuality? The year was early 1990s. I was around 12. And two slightly older boys on my street, ages probably around 14-ish, about 2 years older than me. They're at least a grade or two ahead of me in school, but we're all on the same street. We play street hockey together. It's Canada. We play hockey. And they're like, oh, that's gay. Oh, that's gay. Gay. I'm like, what do you mean gay? I'd heard it in the Flintstones reruns. I have a gay old time, meaning like happy. But I didn't actually know what it meant in terms of homosexuality. I didn't even know what homosexuality was. I had no concept of a non-binary sexual orientation. Because it was early 1990s and I was 12.
Well, and also non-binary wasn't a thing.
No, it wasn't. We only had binary. And then eventually we got more binaries. And now it's
So multi-binary. Basically, if you said binary, you were either talking about math or about stars.
Basically. So in any case, I didn't know anything about it. And they're like, he doesn't know what gay is. That's gay. I'm like, what? What does this mean? Is it you make this word up? Like, I have no idea. I'm 12 years old. I have no idea. And they, one of them's like, gay is like when one dude puts his willy in another dude's butt. And I was like, that sounds made up. That can't be true. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I was just in disbelief. I'm like, these guys made up a thing, called it gay. I didn't get it. Clearly they like heard stuff from older boys and it just kind of filtered or poorly filtered down to me. But I had no idea what it was. And then a couple years later, starting high school, you know, I don't know, what is that, 15? Whatever age I was, I don't know. People were talking about, like, actual, like, homosexuality. Like, the very first virtue signalers were coming out. There was no internet then. I mean, there was internet, but it was like, here's an email I sent to one person. They didn't get it. You couldn't just, like, broadcast all your virtue signaling. You had to do it with other real people. And there's this one girl I knew, like, some of my acting stuff I did. And she was like, what do you think about homosexuality? I don't really care. No, but like, shouldn't they have equal rights? Sure, I don't know. I'm 15. I don't really give a shit. I mean, like, if two other people want to do stuff together, that's not really any of my business. And I genuinely just didn't care. Like, I didn't care about that any more than, like, Chinese people eating Chinese food. What do you think about these Chinese people eating stir fries? I don't care. That's sure. It really doesn't affect me what they put in their mouths. Same with the gays. It doesn't affect me what they put in their mouths. That's their business. And a lot of people were really, like, upset that I wasn't jumping on board, yay the gays. I'm like, leave the gays alone. Let's just let them be gay, do their thing, let them be people, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't remember. So I probably ran into it.
He ran into it. Once I ran into a gay man at full speed, he liked it. All right, Richard, well, I think that's it for the show. But one more thing. A gay priest is telling a bi-curious rabbi a joke. What do you get when a black guy, a white guy, a Latino guy, an Asian guy, a Middle Eastern guy, an Indigenous guy, and a Polynesian guy walk into a bar?
What?
A joke that excludes women. That's not bad, right?
No.
That's not bad.
It actually seems kind of...
it's a bit topical.
Yeah.
Please subscribe and give us your money. We would really appreciate it. Richard still doesn't have new pants.
No, and I...
He found his legs, though, from last week.
And I spilled hot pot on my pants. So.
He spilled hot pot on his pants. That's Chinese sauce, not... college dorm room bong mishaps.
Yeah, I don't have a burn hole.
A burn.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening. we were recording. I thought you were stopped.
Middle-aged man talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.